This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th. Only on Hulu.
I was flipping through the channels the other day, but there was nothing good on. I had nothing to play. So I went to my computer and realized that there was so much content before my eyes. But there's nothing but Netflix in my heart and on my screen. There's always something good that I still haven't seen. But maybe one day we can try to watch the rest.
Nothing But Netflix is back, and we're talking about one of the top movies on Netflix at this hour. It's Mother of the Bride, starring Brooke Shields. And now back with me, a guy who I'm sure would be a lot of fun to have at a resort, whether it was a destination wedding or not. It's Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
Hey, Rob, I'm good. I love a good resort. I like the all-inclusive resorts. Yeah. I like all my food brought to me. I like all the alcohol, it's just so beautiful. But I went to a not all-inclusive resort, just like a regular resort that wasn't. And it felt problematic. It just felt like it wasn't what resorts are supposed to be, because there was a point where I was very hungry. And I thought, hey, I'll go get some food. And then I saw a sign that said, well, the cafeteria or the food area closes at like 10 p.m. It's like, but it's 10:05. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. You just have to starve all night? What do you mean there's no kitchen here? They're like, no, you can leave and go into the mainland. And I was like, what? Where the regular people are? I paid good money for this. It was Galveston, so I should have known what was coming, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't have to like go off into like another country and like leave the resort.
Rob, I said it was Galveston. Yes, you did. You had to literally leave the resort and go into no man's land. It was awful. Okay. It was the worst trip ever. All includes me, please. I'm trying to get included.
Well, we're talking about Mother of the Bride. It came out on Netflix last week. It was number one last weekend. It's currently number two at recording time here on Netflix. I think that maybe they coincided with Mother's Day to do this Netflix movie. And it has not gotten great reviews, Chappelle. Currently, Mother of the Bride sits at a 13% rating on the tomato meter.
Wild that this thing has a 13% rating on the tomato meter, and it is the number two movie on Netflix to this minute. I just don't understand how Netflix keeps getting away with it. Rob, could you guess what the number one movie is on Netflix today?
Number one movie on Netflix? I don't know.
Yes. Madam Web.
Madam Web. Yeah, that's right.
Critically acclaimed. Yeah. Oscar bait Madam Web. One of the top five Marvel movies to hit Netflix today.
Yeah.
Like this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Why is this number one?
Morbidly curious to check out Madam Web on Netflix to see if it was as bad as people had said.
Do you think it'd be higher than 13% on the Rotten Tomato meter? Do they already have that data out?
Oh, I'm sure from when it came out in the movie theater, Madam Web has got to be higher.
Okay,
than
so which one is higher?
Madam Web, Rotten Tomatoes. I bet Madam Web's around like 40% if I had to guess.
40%? All right, what we got here?
Oh, no, I'm wrong. It's 11.
Ooh.
11 critic score, but 57% audience score. So that's like a little bit like, and I don't know if like the audience score though is like, if that's more trustworthy or less trustworthy, if like the bots get involved with the audience score trying to bring it up. So
Who would you believe?
I don't know. We got to ask people that know more about this stuff.
Let me tell you something. I shouldn't have watched this and I'm definitely not watching Madam Web, but we watched this and I'm ready to talk about it. I very much am.
Yeah, we'll talk about everything from Mother of the Bride, whether you watch it or so you don't have to. I'm reading a friend of the podcast, Rachel Wagner, is one of the reviewers who said, this could be a nice setup for a rom-com full of family shenanigans, but everything feels so played out and bland. It left me underwhelmed. The jokes aren't funny and the chemistry isn't there, so it just doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm not going to come on here and be like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. Because it's not. It's literally not. It's just that it didn't wow me. There was no moments. Well, I do have one major thing I want to talk about in this movie. But aside from that, it was pretty mundane. It's like, this woman, her daughter's getting married to this very handsome guy who has a very handsome dad. And then with the twist is that mom and dad used to date in college. So the whole time you're like, well, do mom and dad get back together? Yes or no? Let's find out. You know, and that's not that suspenseful to me because it's kind of like from the moment they lay eyes on each other, you know, that's where we're going with the story. Now, we do take some twists and turns to get to the end, but it just seems like, you know, that's a story that ChatGPT could have wrote.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And yeah, they've thrown something out here for Mother's Day for Netflix. And we'll talk about what's going on here. Last week, though, something that I enjoyed more, we talked about a show called Everybody's in L.A. Brandon Donlan joined us. If you missed that one, I thought that was we had tried some new things inspired by Everybody's in L.A. You can check that out in the Nothing But Netflix podcast feed. Go to robiswebsite.com/Netflix feed, and we appreciate your feedback and star ratings there.
Yes. Do we get a lot of comments on the Nothing But Netflix podcast feed? I feel like in the beginning, the Nothing But Netflix fans were tapped in. Y'all were all letting us know that y'all are doing great. You're a good boy. You good boy, Chappelle. You know, like, but now I feel like,
You know what?
Nothing But Netflix. I just need a lot of, like, let's get some action.
Rotten Tomatoes and our tomato score is 14%. That's hard. So, all right, we need our listeners to help us. We're 14% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. So go to robiswebsite.com/Netflix feed and help us out because the critics are killing us.
Yeah.
We need our audience score bumped up.
Let's bump it up. Go and give us a 5-star review, then share it, show your friends, because we want other people to see the, you know, Nothing But Netflix and get the content. You know, we're not out here doing this for fun. We're doing this so everybody can have this great commentary about these movies. And that's what I say. I just wish we had a little bit more action and but only 5-star reviews. I'm not asking, any action ain't good action. I just need good, solid 5-star reviews. Don't hurt my feelings.
Okay. So Chappelle, we've got this movie here, and really, I think that this was maybe inspired by The White Lotus, where basically it's a movie that's like completely taking place at a resort, a like small group of friends here interacting in a beautiful resort. The creator of this, at least the director, writer, and producer of this film, I'm sorry, at least the director, the movie is written by Robin Bernheim. Did he like get a bunch of celebrities and be like, hey, want to go on a vacation?
That's kind of how I felt. But my big question for Robin Bernheim is that I thought that this was going to be like a spinoff of Father of the Bride. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that 1991 film?
Yes, and Father of the Bride 2, I think also.
Right, exactly. So I'm thinking, is there going to be some type of connection? Are they going to be very similar? And I don't really remember Father of the Bride that well anymore. It's been a very long time. But I thought the direction and, you know, the people who wrote this would have had that in mind. So I don't know how well you remember it, but do you think they're very similar or something?
No, I don't think so.
Mm. It's just the titles are pretty close. I mean, Mother of the Bride, Father of the Bride. It's really, I think it's clickbait. You know, I think that you say, oh, Mother of the Bride, you're like, oh, it must be. It's like if you said, Look Who's Talking To, and it had nothing to do with Look Who's Talking One, you know, or like it was not even similar in any way. Yeah. I think that's kind of how I felt, like, oh, Mother of the Bride must have something
maybe
to do
with
the
first wedding.
It does not.
I mean, Look Who's Talking Three was about talking dogs.
Yeah, but at least we got, like, you get the gist of it. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're going to get. Whereas here, I think it's like, yeah, we knew there was going to be a wedding, but I just felt like it was going to be tied to the larger property.
So the writer of this film, Robin Bernheim Berger, also wrote The Princess Switch 3, which we've covered here on Nothing But Netflix, and Princess Switch : Switched Again, Princess Switched 1 as well. And then also, I think that the director also had something to do with Princess Switch as well.
Oh, okay. So these are people.
And also, we've
done their stuff
has
before.
Directed some other Netflix hits like He's All That.
Oh, did we do He's All That too?
Did we do
He's All That?
I think we
did. Someone did He's All That. But was it us?
I think we did He's All That.
Was it us for real? Dang, we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I know I talked about He's All That. I'm not sure.
I feel like that was Renap.
Was that on Renap? Okay, let me see.
Yeah, because it was He's All That.
Rob Sestrino. There's going to be a lot of tweets about Rob Sestrino, He's All That. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It was Keeves All That. Yeah, okay. I was like, why do I feel like I've seen He's All That? I have not. But I did hear you talk about it on Renap. So, you know, we touched these.
Yes.
You're basically the most, decorated Robin Bernheim fan that we know at this point.
Yeah.
You've talked about so many properties.
Keeves All That was the episode of Robin and Kimmy podcast where Nothing But Netflix was invented.
Oh, don't say that.
It might be.
You don't know that. We're not going
to
go with
it. It might
There's
be.
No
yeah,
way.
Got to check that.
Why do you think that's the one?
Because I think that there wasn't a lot to talk about. I feel like I was trying to let's get some excitement going here.
Rob.
Yeah.
This is great. That's the mother of this podcast.
Mother of the Bride. That's the mother of the bride.
It's a mother convention. It did come full circle. I'm going to go listen to that podcast after this.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm not. I'm going to let the listeners of Nothing But Netflix go listen to that podcast after this and tell me if I'm tripping. Where is Nolan Lance? Where is Nolan Lance when you need him? I'm sure he documented this, right?
Yeah. Let's see. I found a Reddit thread about Keeves All That. Somebody said, I may be an outlier, but this is the first time ever that Rob has annoyed me. The Bubble Boy talk was funny at first, but damn, if he's so over Renap, then just break it to us.
Damn. Mm-hmm. And then when you did, oh, you got so much hate. You're like, fool this man, he's ending our Renap. In 3 years, it's going away. Mm-hmm. We hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Well, you did kind of sound like back then you were looking for greener pastures.
Sure. Okay. But let's talk about the pastures that are here with us today for Mother of the Bride.
Mother of the Bride.
Of the Bride. Starring Brooke Shields. Do you have any familiarity with Brooke Shields, Chappelle?
Yeah, I was around in the 90s. Yes. So I remember Brooke Shields being very, very,
suddenly
very famous.
Suddenly Susan?
Yeah, Suddenly Susan. I think, isn't Kathy Griffin on there as well with her? And Suddenly Susan? Yeah, I remember that. But she was just one of those famous it people of the 90s and early
2000s. Really the 80s was her, like, her heyday.
Right. Well, by the time I showed up, it was past that. And so, I remember it. I remember Brooke Shields. I think she has like a book about her time with her mom. Did she had a famous momager, right? Or something like that, too?
I don't know.
I think there was a lot going on because she was relatively young when she started in the industry. So, yeah, I remember Brooke.
Yes. Okay. She was, really, really big deal. Very famous, model in the 80s and then in the 90s, like started doing more like comedic roles. Haven't seen her in a minute.
Nope. No, it's been a while. This feels like a resurgence for Brooke Shields. I don't know if she, you know, personally didn't take a break or anything.
Seems
like
she's been working in things, but nothing that's been, as far as I know, nothing that she's been in that's been a huge success for Brooke Shields. She was on 12 episodes of Jane the Virgin at one point.
Okay. Yeah, I looked at her Wikipedia about, you know, her accolades. And she did, she had a number of nominations for several things. She's won a few things, some Jupiter Awards, a lot of People's Choice Awards for sure. Mm-hmm. And then a few Razzies. She was nominated for a few Razzies. So I'm not shocked that Brooke Shields is doing something like this, because it seems like she just, you know, if she's feeling it, that's what she's going to do. So yeah. I'm happy to have her back. This was fun. It felt like a blast from the past.
Did this movie feel like any other Netflix movies that we've watched?
It felt like every other Netflix movie that we watched. You know, it really felt like I've been here before. I knew kind of what was coming. I didn't feel, you know, like there was anything that really slowed me down. There, again, just one little thing that kind of just sticks in my craw.
Yeah.
But aside from that, no, this felt kind of familiar.
I kind of feel like, the last movie that we talked about that was similar to this, when Kirsten was on with us and we talked about the Lindsay Lohan St. Patrick's Day movie, what, Irish Kiss, and that felt very familiar. That felt like similar to this, where it's like there's a guy, then there's like a dreamy guy, and then there's a third guy or second guy.
Yeah, Irish Wish. And I think we've stumbled into Hallmark,
an exotic location.
Yeah, very scenic, very beautiful location. A lot of this film really like had me like, oh yeah, I need to plan a trip over here because this looks so great. But yeah, again, it's not a lot of substance. It's just like popcorn TV. They made the movie. I doubt 3 years from now anybody's going to be talking about it. But, you know, it's solid. It gave me something to watch this afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, Netflix, it feels like the formula is, okay, we're going to take like people, well-known faces, maybe a little bit, not in their prime. We got, what was it? The Christmas movie we watched, was that Heather Graham was the lead?
Oh my God, I forgot all about that.
Lindsay Lohan, Brooke Shields.
Falling for Christmas. Yeah, right. Bringing back all the greatest hits, you know, giving them a second shot at the big leagues. You're right. It feels like Netflix doesn't pick a topic or a movie. They pick a person and they say, you're our star for now for Netflix. How can we build a Netflix universe around you? We've seen several J-Lo properties. We know that Adam Sandler has a Netflix thing. King of Queens guy. He has a bunch of Netflix. Kevin James. And this stuff,
I think that might be part of Adam Sandler's thing.
Well, anyway. Yeah, for most people got their own thing. I think that Netflix says, okay, here's how we're going to hoist you up. Here's your four movies. Take this, make it what you will, and we'll be back later on to count our money.
Yeah. It seems like with these romantic comedies, though, we take a woman who has, you know, maybe seen better days in her career. And it's kind of like a Mad Lib of like, okay, Chappelle, give me, I need a celebrity from the 90s.
Okay. Okay. Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa Joan Hart. And then I need a holiday that is not Christmas.
Arbor Day.
Okay. So, all right. No, and we have like, okay, let's build the project now.
I'm here. I'm ready. I'm in it.
Melissa Joan Hart is a botanist.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. And she's a botanist because her dad owned the botany. Like he owned a flower shop. And so she's basically going to get to the family business.
But she ends up getting a bad breakup and she's like really down in the dumps and she hates trees now.
Yeah, she hates trees and she just completely leans into the science of botany, right? Like she doesn't actually connect with the plants anymore. She doesn't have the love for it that she used to have.
Yeah. And then she meets a guy.
Mm-hmm. He's from her town. He's from her town. The guy used to live here. They probably knew each other back in the day, back in high school or something like that. She didn't know where they stood. Maybe they were going to date. You know, it was always a will they, won't they. He disappeared and now he's back and he's hot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and he's also sweaty and shirtless somewhere. So he's working at the flower shop.
Yeah. He went to go work at Silicon Valley.
Right. He came back.
He went to go work in like corporate tech world, which is like the opposite of trees.
Right. Exactly. And she thought that was attractive to her. But then she found out that no, he's really a tree hugger. You know, he really loves trees. And it's real. It starts to bring her back into her past and make her reconnect with what she loved the most growing up.
Wow.
And the memory of her father.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Yeah, look, I feel like we're right there. So what's the plot twist? She overhears him on the phone talking to Silicon Valley. He's going back to work.
Yeah, and it's got to be like maybe another woman is like somebody else that's trying to pull her away. There has to be like a love triangle.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think what it is. Oh, he's like he's on the phone with the lady from Silicon Valley. And so all she hears is, "Hey, Erica. Yeah, I'm on the way home. No, seriously, babe. No, it's all good. No, it's cool. Nope. She's never going to find out." And then she, of course, takes that as, "Oh, he's not that into me. I'm such a fool. I'll never fall for this again. Love is not real. F these trees."
What's the name of this movie? What's
Arboring Feelings.
Arboring Feelings. That's very good. Yeah. I was going to say Arbor Ill Will, but I like what you did better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what brings her back to him? How does she find out that Erica was not some other lady, but like just like a professional phone call that she overheard and misunderstood?
I think that he sends like some kind of like small like plant. Delivery. Yeah.
And Erica's the one who drops it off. Mm-hmm. Erica's like, "Hey, I was just in the neighborhood. I was told to drop this off." And she's like, "Oh, you're Erica." She's like, "Yeah, you know John?" She's like, "Yeah, I know John. Yeah, tell me, how long have you and John been canoodling? How long have y'all been bathumping?" And mm-hmm. she's like, "No, we're not bathumping. He's my boss. He said he loved me because he was talking about the, you know, he loves how much the good work I did at Silicon Valley. What are you talking about?"
This is better than the movie we watched.
Yes, it is. Automatically. At least 17% right now. We're working our way up. Yeah. We can get to 20.
Yeah. Again, this movie was not horrible. I think this movie is more forgettable than anything.
That's my issue with it. I really wanted there to be something like a wow moment.
I wish
moment.
It was worse.
Right. Because if it was worse, we could come in and dog it. We can be like, "Boo, this movie." But it was like, "No, it was cool, Brooke. I see you."
Okay. Well, let's talk it through. The movie starts off, a lot of famous people in this movie. Miranda Cosgrove, a.k.a. iCarly, is getting engaged.
I wasn't, so I'm a pinch too old for iCarly content. So I actually did not watch that growing up. Yes. But I knew a lot of people who did, who were around my age range, but they were just like I said, they were just a little bit younger than me. I'm not a big Miranda Cosgrove fan. I don't know anything that she's done outside of iCarly. Mm-hmm. But I don't have high expectations after this. I was not moved.
All right. Well, gets engaged to a guy, RJ. RJ, good looking young guy. And he proposes and she's like, "How am I going to tell my mom?" And we're like, "Uh-oh." Right.
Well, her mom doesn't even know she's dating anybody. She mm-hmm. just pops up like, "Hey, mom. Crazy thing that happened. By the way, I'm getting married." And her mom's like, "What?" Mm-hmm. She's like, "Yeah, you're engaged." She's like, "You were dating somebody?" "Yeah, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but we're getting married in a month." "What? A month? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you can make it. It's going to be in Phuket, Thailand." "What? Yeah, don't worry. Like, I'll let you plan it. Yeah, you can help with the planning. But I do have a sponsor that's going to actually plan everything. You're not going to be able to help."
Yeah, the mom didn't even know she was dating this person. And hey, we're getting married.
Completely out of the loop.
And the wedding's next week.
And it's in Thailand. In Thailand. It's not like, "Oh, let me take off a day and a half from work. I'll drive out and then come back." She has to go to Phuket. That's not normal. You don't ask people to do that with a week's notice.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, most people say Phuket.
Yeah, Phuket that.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we can see the next scene is that we see that Emma, played by Miranda Cosgrove, she goes and mm-hmm. tells her mom, Brooke Shields, who is, what is she? She's a doctor.
She a doctor, Brooke Shields. Yes. Dr. Lana.
Yes. "Mom, I'm engaged." She's like, "What?" "Yep, I am." And also she like runs the daughter runs the Instagram for these hotels. But I was very confused about the relationship she has as the person who runs the Instagram for this hotel.
Yeah, I have no clue what's going on here. I just know that she gets some sponsorships from the company, I guess, that she works for or whatever. They're promising to give to her a charity of her choice or Ocean View something.
Yeah.
And then yeah, they're going to help make her have the best wedding. If they're paying for it, she's like, I got to have it on this specific day in this outfit, blah, blah, because how can I turn down a free wedding?
Well, I was confused because I thought in the beginning of the movie that, okay, her fiance was kind of like a nepo baby. And then when we meet the dad, that dad is like owns the hotel chain, but doesn't seem like that's the case.
I mean, he's very rich. The man is very rich. At one point, he's going to give the bride and groom to be a condo in Tribeca, you know, and that just sounded like a lot of money. They didn't have to explain to me that was a lot of money. I just felt like, okay, this man is filthy rich.
So now, I thought he ran the hotel chain and that's how she's like running the social media. Cause he's like, hey, I've been looking at the engagement on London. It's been doing great.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean you've been looking at the engagement? But yeah, maybe he's got a lot of information.
But then he gets in trouble later at the hotel, so I don't feel like he's the owner.
Does he get in trouble? Because it really felt like only the mom gets in trouble. Like, there was almost no blowback for this man throughout the entire movie. He was just kind of chilling. And she's like, Mom, you're ruining my life. God, if I'm Brooke Shields, I'm like, what about him? He's ruining your life, too. We're doing it together as a family.
Chappelle, we go to Thailand, and finally, a familiar face for us.
Sheila's ass is here. I said, yes, Sheila's ass. Rob, it's like okay, Sheila's ass has been around for a long time. Yeah. I told you when we first started talking about Suits, I was like, I already love this lady. But it's like, since we've talked about Suits, she's been all over the map for us.
Chappelle, the devil works hard. Rachel Harris works harder.
Sheila's ass works harder. Love me, Sheila's ass. Love Rachel Harris.
She's in everything.
And she's so good though. She's her comedic timing is so chill. She's like, yeah, it's all good. Like, she just kind of says lines. I said, man, it made me kind of want to rewatch Suits again. You up for a daily podcast?
Let me think about that. Let me get back to you. I opened up Rachel Harris's IMDb. My computer crashed.
Oh, you know,
so I couldn't handle that.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too big. It's too wide. It's too long. Yeah. It won't fit.
I mean, this is the second time in 3 weeks she's on nothing but Netflix.
She's the best. And we owe her a lot. I'm telling you, I love this lady. She's so funny. In this movie, I really felt like they held her back a little bit because she was in like some, you know, some kind of like campy one-liners here and there.
You know,
but I don't know. If she ever hears this, she needs to know. Yeah. We stand.
That should be our platform of give Rachel Harris the lead role in something. Every single movie, she's like the best friend, the mom. Like, she never gets the main story.
Yes, give her what she needs. Give her what she deserves. I see that she was in Natural Selection in 2011, nominated for Independent Spirit Award for Best Female Lead. So she has been in at least one lead role, but I would say that might be the only one. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to do lead acting, but I love Sheila's ass. I need more of her on television.
Okay. She plays Lana. Brooke Shields is named Lana. She plays the sister, Janice. She doesn't have a lot to do here, but she's fun to have around. At the hotel lobby, Chappelle, you're never going to believe who we run into. The whole crew from college, because they apparently back in college that Lana and her sister Janice, sisters, right? Not best friends, sisters. Because you know how often that happens, you know, at college. You're just, you know, best friends with your sister at college.
Best friends, yep.
So Lana and Janice, again, were they twins? I don't know. They were all at Stanford together. And then they also had friends of a gay couple.
Yeah.
This was the friend group in the 80s. Two sisters. A gay couple.
Rob, I think it was like sisters. You know, like, they weren't sisters by blood and DNA. I think
they're sorority sisters.
No, I think it's more like, hey, you've been my mom's best friend for 20 years, so I call you aunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're Aunt Janice, but you're not really my aunt.
Oh,
you're
just
like a lady who's really close to the family. You know, like, I feel like it's like adopted or chosen family more than it is.
Got it. Okay, blood family. I could see that. Maybe my bad there. And then also the former ex of Lana, who we meet, Will, played by Benjamin Bratt. Do you know Benjamin Bratt at all?
Yes, but it took me a very long time to figure out who this man was. I was like, Pedro Pascal, is that you? Now, no, I was really like squinting and looking. I was like, who are you? And then by the end, I realized, oh, okay. He was on Private Practice. And then it started, all the other roles started to flood back into my mind as well.
Yeah. His big four on IMDb, he was in Miss Congeniality. He was in Coco. He was in 2000's Traffic. And he did 95 episodes of Law and Order.
95? Damn.
Between 1995 and 2009.
Oh, he was the Law and the Order. You know, Justice for Catwoman. He was also in there as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just saying. I've seen this man before, but it took, like, again, it's been a minute. So it took me a very long time to place where he was from.
Yeah. 36 episodes of Private Practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, a cracked television show. I Shonda Rhimes, you will pay.
Yeah.
Pay me money for my time and my, you know, obviously I like, if that was not
lawsuit,
clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that was not clear, I'm suing you for Grey's Scandal and Private Practice and a little bit, sprinkle a little bit on top for Finding Anna and How to Get Away with Murder. You owe me money.
Yeah. So it turns out that there's RJ and Emma. That's the fiance and the daughter they are the offspring of the former exes or current exes, Lana and Will.
Yeah, RJ's Will Jackson's son. Scott is the friend, but he's the brother. He's Will Jackson's brother, and then and he's also Will. I guess Will Jackson is the ex boyfriend from back when they were in Stanford. But it's clear that this is not just like, oh, we dated for a little bit and broke up.
No, they're serious.
This feels like, in a crazier world, if Netflix wanted to be a little flashy, you know, Will could definitely be Miranda Cosgrove's dad. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if they don't really explore that. I was going to say, this whole situation, it's a little bit giving MILF Manor.
Right. It's a tad
MILF Manor coded.
Very, very. I was like, happy MILF's Day. Happy MILF's Day. You know, I looked at that too, and that was hitting with me the whole time because I didn't want to get blindsided by that. So I had my guard up watching the movie the entire time because I said, what if we just find
MILF
out
Manor
that
broke us?
Yeah. I'm concerned. I'm not well anymore. Thanks to the MILFs.
Mm-hmm. What about MILF of the Bride?
MILF of the Bride.
Does it goes without saying?
I feel like, I feel like that you have to, you shouldn't have to reiterate it with MILF. Like, I feel like once you bring in a baddie, you're like, okay, I get it. We understand.
Yeah. I feel like that MILF Manor normalized MILFs. I feel like I would never have talked about a MILF on a podcast.
Funny enough, I recently guest on the Shit 90 Shows Taught Me podcast to talk about American Pie.
Yes.
And the conversation about MILFs came up because I think that was the first really
the MILF?
They didn't invent it, but it was like where it put
Stifler's
it on the map.
Mom.
And it also put Jennifer Coolidge on the map.
Yes.
Name one Jennifer Coolidge role before American Pie. I dare you.
I don't know. Was she in Miss Congeniality?
I
think that was after.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. And that comes full circle back to White Lotus.
Very White Lotus coded. Yeah. You cannot have a MILF conversation without at least mentioning Jennifer Coolidge once.
Yes. Put some respect on her name. Okay.
That
Mother.
Part. Her and Rachel Harris, buddy cop film.
Yeah.
Let's have it. Let's do it.
It would actually be very good. So
it really would.
Then there's like one like throwaway line, like, whoa, hey, that RJ and I, we're not stepbrothers, right? We're not related. I'm like,
and
no.
Everyone's like,
never comes up again.
Woo. That girl, that's funny. Basically, by the end of this movie, they're step siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Yeah,
we could talk about it.
Yeah, we could talk about it.
I mean, that's where we're going. It's disgusting. It is very disgusting. I have problems. I'm trying to patiently wait to get to the moment where I call all these people criminals. They're going to jail. You're going to jail.
Even if you get married in Thailand.
It's creepy. We got to finish it. It's creepy, Rob. Creepy.
Yeah. All right. So basically, Lana is on tilt now. She's like, well, I can't believe Will is here. This really throws her off that she ends up falling into the like koi pond in the middle of the resort and then pulls Will in. There's a point where Will is taking a shower and he's calling for a towel. And then Lana goes to go and like, all right, that let me go just talk to him and be civil. She walks in on him naked. That's like the poster for the movie of like naked Benjamin. You're seeing Benjamin Bratt like cover himself as we're like through. Let me see. Like, are we seeing the back of his legs naked?
Oh, Rob, see, Netflix algorithm just snitched on you because mine is not filthy like yours.
Oh,
so Netflix, the way their algorithm works is based on the viewership or the person and what you watch. They give you a thumbnail that they think appeals to you.
Yeah.
So there's multiple thumbnails for every Netflix project.
Yeah. So that's
mine
what I'm getting.
Has
I'm getting
no nudity.
No nudity. Well, so yeah, because well, you're a saint.
And you're filthy apparently. No, mine is just a cover of, I think it's the four of them, right? So you have Miranda Cosgrove and RJ in the middle, and then you have Will and Lana on the outside, and they're just talking. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like posing for like a wedding photo.
Okay.
Not the filth that you have on yours, Rob. What you watching on Netflix? And why are we not talking about it?
I don't think
there's
anything that bad on Netflix.
Okay. All right.
It's not Max. We'll see.
It's not Max. What we need to find time to take it to the Max again. It's been a long time since we talked about Cinemax.
Well, look, maybe next week because there's not anything that hot coming out on Netflix next week.
Yeah, we're gonna have to check out other streaming services to make this happen. Netflix, you get on your job, or we talk about Madam Web.
Maybe I think this would have been the week to do it.
I don't know. Madam Web's going strong. I don't know what those Rotten Tomatoes scores are proving their worth at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Chappelle, so we see a bunch of misadventures at the hotel, including a pickleball battle between Lana and Will. I think this has been the most talked about scene from this movie, from the little bit I've read.
It's giving the same energy as like the, you know, that movie with Zendaya, Challengers, mm-hmm. you know, where it's like we're playing a sport. It's tennis like, and it's very intense because you could tell there's some feelings here. There's some chemistry on the court, whether it's good chemistry or bad chemistry. We, you know, right now this feels very tense, like they're in battle. But Challengers, it was like this, but like slutty, you know.
Wow.
It was kind of like this, but yeah. Very, very, very like coded. It was like, ooh, y'all nasty, even though it was just tennis. Rob, this is the most pickleball I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and the little bit I know about pickleball, I'm not sure that they were necessarily following the rules of pickleball because it was a really intense back and forth between Lana and Will. And ultimately, it gets so heated that Lana whacks the pickleball and Will just completely freezes, does not even attempt to return the pickleball, and it hits him right in the pickle.
And ball. Yeah. She whacks the pickleball. That's the whole sentence, Rob. Lana whacked the pickleballs. And poor Will. He's down for the count. She got him good.
She got him right in the kitchen.
Right there, and took him down to the ground. You know, it was painful to watch because I don't play pickleball, so I don't know. You know, I was like, is this like a tennis ball? You know,
it's how, like a wiffle ball.
Then it shouldn't have hurt that bad, right? Wiffle ball. If a wiffle ball hit you in the face, you would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
A wiffle ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way that's something that can put you on the ground. Man has.
It was hit at a 100 miles an hour with a lot of force. Really. Velocity. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It must have been because, again, or maybe he's just tender headed.
It could be. And so we saw then he's like down on the ground, medical emergency. There's another doctor that's here on location, played by Chad Michael Murray, is here, and he's playing a Hemsworth hottie of a doctor named Lucas.
Yeah, I kept forgetting his name, so my notes always, I'll just say Hemsworth.
Hemsworth hottie. Yes.
Yeah, he pops up. He's like, I'm a doctor as well, but he apparently half Brooke Shields' age, and so he keeps making eyes at her. It's very clear that there's some chemistry between the two of them. So we're thinking, okay, Brooke Shields, maybe don't go make your daughter siblings with her fiance. You know, maybe don't do that. Maybe go and date somebody outside of this family circle. And so there is a little will they, won't they, a little bit of a love triangle going on between the two of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know anything about Chad Michael Murray?
I know he was in, is it One Tree Hill?
I believe so. Yeah. Also in a lot of like legal troubles, I think, over the years.
Oh, well, he's grown his hair out. So he looks very different. I didn't recognize him immediately. Did you?
No, I knew him from somebody. I thought he was a different actor.
Yeah, it took me a very long time. But again, it's been a long time. Chad Michael Murray is 42 years old now, and I'm pretty sure he started acting when he was like 18, 19, 20. You know, so it's been a long time. He's thrown in the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's here, and that Lana is definitely torn between, you know, Will is definitely catching her attention. But here's this other love interest. And I'm like, three tickets to Challengers, please.
It kind of felt like it. It kind of felt like, okay, all y'all could just get together and figure this out. Why don't y'all go sit on the bed? You need a Zendaya type to really pull off something like that, though, Rob. Did you watch the movie?
No.
Come on, Rob.
If it comes on Netflix, I heard it was just fine. It was just fine.
I don't know. It was very good. I thought it was very entertaining. It's very suggestive, but it doesn't get into anything, you know, anything super risque. Yeah. It just feels like it's going to the whole time.
Yeah, I would watch it, but I'm not like dying to go out and see it.
No, okay. You're going to get some hate mail for that one, but listen, I can only
please,
protect you so
please,
so
I'm
much.
Happy people are listening.
Remember, 5-star reviews. Yeah. Leave us
please
a 5-star review.
Please send all of my zero tickets to Challengers feedback and leave it in the form of a 5-star review on robiswebsite.com/Netflix feed.
If we get enough 5-star reviews, will you go watch Challengers?
Chappelle will watch it twice.
I've already seen it at least once. So yeah, that'll help. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Make our day.
When it's on streaming, I'll watch it.
I mean, I watched it on streaming, Rob.
Oh, you did it?
But you know, not the, you know, off the record. I'm not going to the movie to see that.
No. Yeah, 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 got it. Okay, yeah. Chappelle, so there's this whole like shady influencer money, like propping up this whole wedding. It's a little weird. We don't really explain it. And part of it is that there's this wedding planner. And I guess that that's a little bit like the father of the bride, where Martin Short was the played the wedding planner to great comedic effect at the time, back in the original Father of the Bride. Here, there is a like overbearing wedding planner, and her name in the film is Kamala with a C. Yeah,
Kamala with a C.
And so she is like planning everything, and she's giving all these notes to Brooke Shields, and she calls her Mama Winslow. And I'm like, not my mother, Winslow.
When I tell you I had the best laugh when she said it, I think I spat out my drink, because it just, Brooke Shields does not look like a Mama Winslow, okay? So to say that to her in earnest, like, oh, ma'am, Mama Winslow, let's get you over here where the matron of honor goes. It's like, what? She said, please don't call me that. And then throughout the movie, Kamala completely just ignores her and just keeps calling her Mama Winslow. And I'm telling you, Rob, every time I laugh, instant laugh for me every time, because I just keep picturing Mother Winslow from Family Matters.
Call.
Like, oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, Mother Winslow. Yeah.
Mama Winslow.
Be a dear and go get me my flask, Carl. Mother
Not
Winslow.
My flask, Carl.
What?
Drop the
I'm
sappy
not
music.
Dead.
Yeah. And everybody, woo! The crowd go wild. But a studio audience at Family Matters used to go up for anything. Harry used to come down looking so raggedy sometimes, and everybody, woo! Like, lady, get upstairs. Change clothes. What are you wearing that for? Stop it. I mean, straight raggedy.
Yeah. Yeah, no mention in the film.
That's somebody's auntie.
Yeah, they don't. They're Aunt Rachel.
Yeah, yeah. She would never wear that. But I'm just saying, Mama Winslow, that is the funniest joke of the movie. You can't tell me different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't ever reference Family Matters in the film. That's just us.
Yeah, but it's so funny, because it's like, if you get it, you get it, and it's even funnier. If you don't get it, it's still like, why are you calling Brooke Shields Mama Winslow? She sounds like a jazz singer. Over to the stage, Mama Winslow.
Speaking of music, there's going to be a big dance rehearsal for this choreographed dance that's going to be watched by millions of people. Like, for a not famous person's wedding, do randos just watch live streamed normie weddings?
I think Discovery Resorts was such a big deal. And they ended up sponsoring this wedding for a six-figure sponsorship, right? And so I feel like maybe because they put so much money into it, Discovery Resorts is like such a big deal that they were just going to like really prop this up.
But what's Discovery Resorts? It's basically like Marriott. Marriott's like, hey, everybody, we're live streaming a wedding this weekend. You got to check it out. It's got big sponsors. Are five people on that?
No. No, especially because we never understand what RJ really does, right? Yeah. It's like, RJ, why do people care about you specifically, or Emma for that matter? Like, we get it. Emma's worked for Discovery Resorts in London, but that's it. Like, that's it. She just works there. So the sponsorship and all that other stuff is kind of like, oh, okay. But I guess... I don't know. I guess if you put on a pretty enough wedding, people will watch. People watch the Renap wedding of Kelly White.
That's true. So yeah, and you were the best man in that wedding.
Yeah, that was fun. I need somebody else to do another Zoom wedding so I can go do that. It's still on YouTube, isn't it?
I think so.
I need to show people. That was one of my best wedding performances. I do really well at a wedding.
I bet.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we're rehearsing for the wedding. And then Lana and Will, Brooke Shields, is going to... They have to do a slow dance with Benjamin Bratt. And then it turns out... They actually... They used to slow dance to this one song in particular, that the song Mona Lisa, they had a like choreographed slow dance that they used to do to this song.
And this is the moment where you're thinking, okay, well, you just kiss, you know, like, because we know that the two of them did not work out. We heard Brooke Shields' character Lana telling Emma, hey, I thought we were going to be forever. I thought this was the one. This should have been your dad. And then next thing you know, I looked up and he just ghosted me. And we're like, what? He ghosted you? She's like, yeah. And if he ghosts me, imagine what his son would do to you. It's genetics and I'm a scientist. So I know I'm a doctor. You got to listen to me. When I tell you that man's son, that man is going to run out on you like his dad did me. Yep. I'm telling you from experience. And it was like, oh my God, to really just disappear without a trace and just leave you high and dry waiting for him, sitting by the phone. And she's like, well, I wasn't exactly sitting by the phone. I blocked his number and I also changed my address and I moved away. She's like, wait, what? So he could have reached out to you? I mean, he could have, but you know, he probably didn't and I hate him for it. So there.
Like, in fairness, it was 1985. It was a lot easier to ghost somebody.
All you had to do was leave the house and essentially for whatever, however long it took you to get back to the house or to the nearest payphone, you were in a dead zone. No one knew if you existed or not. Isn't that a scientific like theory? Like if you can't perceive it, it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So it's like until you open the refrigerator door, the light does not come on. You know what I'm saying? But the light comes on because you open the refrigerator door. That's how it happens. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, we start to rekindle the magic between Will and Lana after they dance together. Lana is going to go on a date with the Hemsworth hottie, but now she's kind of having mixed feelings a little bit. Ultimately, we get all of the friends back together for one big beach day party. Hey, let's party like we used to. And they go and they buy chips and sunglasses at some convenience store. And they're going to spend a day at the beach.
I like this for them. They really wanted to relax. It kind of they hadn't been together in a while. And we see that Emma and Will are starting to bury the hatchet a little bit. They're really starting to canoodle more. They're like, yeah, you know, let's get the whole gang back together. Auntie Janice is here. Scott's here. Scott's boyfriend's here. Yeah, good time. Let's go to the beach. Now, I looked down at my phone during watching this. And then when I looked up, these people were naked. And I'm not quite sure how this happened.
Yeah, they were like, hey, like, remember what we used to do back in college? Like, come on.
Is this what you used to do back in college, Rob?
No. Skinny dip? No, I don't think I've ever skinny dipped. I don't think so.
Yeah, you still got time.
It's on the bucket list.
Yeah, there's still water. Still water.
Well,
around.
Actually, I went swimming with these girls, and they were like, they didn't have any snacks. And then they went skinny dipping to go get snacks.
Mm-hmm. Someone said chocolate and peanut butter, and they were like, okay. And it was like, but you don't have to take your clothes off. No, too late. Mm-hmm. Did it. It's done. Yep. Look at me. And I mean, I feel like at that point, you have to win in Rome, Rob. Yeah. Why didn't you just jump into?
Right. The people in this movie, everybody looks great.
I didn't really see much. I really feel like the camera
were like a sort of in silhouette, but you know, I say that especially you know, Benjamin Bratt, great, this guy's in great shape.
Yeah, I was trying to see some ass. I thought like if you're gonna have a movie where you have a whole scene of
Sheila's ass.
Only Sheila's ass, which again, it would have been nice to see it. If you go get naked, I'm gonna look. Every time I'm gonna peek. I might not like survive what I see, but I'm gonna look.
Yeah. Okay. So the next day, we'll see Janice is all hungover, and there's like some scoffing going on. And it turns out the security cameras picked up the skinny dipping. Uh oh. Yeah.
Kamala is gonna be pissed. So Miranda Cosgrove finds out. She's like, Mom, you're trying to ruin my life. Why are you naked with my father-in-law?
Where were these freaking cameras? What were they, like drones following? There's nobody. Nobody else is even on the beach. What are they, like a Zoom camera, like following people?
They said, It's like Big Brother. They have the live feeds, or you know, so they like it's like a coconut shell.
Like, even if they had like coconut. Some security camera of the beach, you could not have seen a face on anybody. That somebody, nobody's like enhance.
That's me. Whoa! I'm like, I need to see some ass. Enhance.
Like every housekeeper is like,
yeah. They're all laughing, giggling. Even the guests have seen it. I'm like, did y'all live stream this as well? Well, we don't really
breaking
know if the
news
guests have
at
seen
this
it.
Hour. Skinny dippers are on the loose in Thailand this morning.
They're like, yeah, and water is wet. You know, it's like, yeah, of course they are. It's Thailand. I feel like that's what you do there. When in Rome.
World famous scientist Lana, what's her face,
Mama Winslow.
Lana Winslow was spotted skinny dipping. Yeah. And is that her ex?
Scandal. Right. Scandal. Is that Sheila's ass?
Yes. You know,
I was like, oh, not Sheila's ass.
Hotel Playboy Will something?
Yeah. Will Lana. I don't know.
All right. So then basically the daughter is like, Mom, how could you do this to me? You ruined my life. And yeah. So Will and Lana, they get in the Jeep, they go for a ride, and they go to like some great lookout. And then Lana's like, oh, I needed this. Thank you. This was so great. And then the freaking car won't start. Chappelle, the same exact thing happened in the last movie we watched with the Irish Kiss.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you know, it rained last night.
The guy took Lindsay Lohan in a freaking Jeep. I know where the Blarney Stone is. Like, I'll take you.
Yes, Blarney Stone. You remember. Yeah, and in this movie, they end up in love. They just happen to find themselves stumbling over to Lover's Cove.
Yeah.
And so... yeah, they're over there. There's no car. They can't get back.
Oh, we're stuck and we have no cell phone service. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah. We got the beat. Like, it's like for some reason in the background while all this is going on. Yes. I was thinking, okay, you got to get back, right? Because Lana has officially pissed off Emma to no end. Emma's like, you're ruining my life. Kamala's going to get mad at us. They're going to ruin the entire, our entire situation because you were late. You're missing. Mm-hmm. I think she ends up showing up 2 hours late. They had to go get them.
No, she never showed up. Then they talked to the other guy at the hotel, the guy who's like every job at the hotel. And they asked him about, you know, I'm worried about my mom. Should we go out and get him? And he's like, I bet I know where they are. I bet they're at Lover's Cove.
I bet my bottom dollar that they're at Lover's Cove. And it's but they didn't even mean to go there. Like,
Harley,
right? You know, it's like
Harley's that guy. Yeah, they weren't even trying to go to Lover's Cove.
Maybe it was just happenstance. You know, it's just like, you know, look at fate. They were hanging out. They were rehashing some old memory, kind of going through the fight that they had, the breakup, I guess, essentially. And it's just like, fate just dragged them over to Lover's Cove because they needed to get to know each other, get back in each other's good graces. And they do.
Fate took out a spark plug.
Yeah. But this is bad, though, because on the way home, oh, God, that's very Irish wish coded, right? Because Irish wish, we had like Cupid or somebody who was sabotaging everybody. Or was that a different? We've done this.
No, it's the same movie. Yeah. It wasn't Cupid, adventure. But there was some Irish leprechaun.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was like the patron saint of like the Blarney Stone.
Irishmen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, they're on their way back and this is bad because the Hemsworth guy, Hemsworth Heidi, he sees her and he had like flowers for her.
Yeah, this
he
guy
so
gets
ready to
hosed.
Why did they bring him in just to do this to him? This
it's not like he finds an. I thought he was going to end up with Sheila's ass.
Yeah,
with Rachel Harris. And it, not even. Yeah. He gets nothing, this guy.
Nope, nothing for Chad Michael Murray.
Sorry. Anyway, that. Lana and Will, they're back together at the end of this conversation. And so, great news, everybody. Great news, daughter. me and my ex, you thought it was weird that, you know, my ex-boyfriend is your father-in-law. Well, big news.
Wait, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everything looks like it's going to be fine. But then we get our big plot twist. Lana overhears Will on the phone and he's talking to some mysterious lady. He's like, Katrina, Which is another Suits callback, I guess. Well, Katrina, I love you, baby. Help me out. I need you so bad, blah, blah, blah. She doesn't know. And so Lana, of course, she could be rational and go have a real conversation about it, but she's so scarred by the trauma of the way he left last time. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. They got to do it again. So she tells Sheila's ass, and then they have to go through the rest of the wedding weekend acting as if they don't hate this man, but they definitely do.
Yeah, everybody hates him, and then they're not even talking during the wedding day. At the wedding ceremony, Brooke Shields is like having a hashtag mother meltdown.
Mother meltdown.
Rachel Harris is like trying to like interrupt the ceremony to talk about the father-in-law.
This was weird. They say, if anybody objects, blah, 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 then speak now or forever hold your peace. And she's like, yeah, well, I would speak now to keep you from marrying this two-time and da-da-da-da. Like, Rachel Harris, if you're going to say it with your chest. Stop playing at these people wedding. Mm-hmm. But nobody objects, and then they move on. And this again, why would you object to Emma marrying RJ?
Because she's marrying a guy. Is it in the blood?
Is it in the blood? Yeah, get Jeff Probst on the phone. Ask him again. Is it in the blood? Sometimes when you ask that question, you don't get the answer you want, but sometimes you get the answer you need, because I think Jeff Probst proved it. Sometimes it might be in the blood.
It is in the blood. And so eventually everybody's like, what is their problem? And then they're going to throw the bouquet to the bridesmaids. But I don't know why Brooke Shields is like standing in the middle of the circle. She like pushes Rachel Harris in front of her, and Benjamin Bratt grabs the bouquet out of the sky and says, hey, tell me what the hell is going on in front of all these people.
This was the most surprising moment of the movie to me. Mm-hmm. This was easily the most surprising moment, because it happened in slow motion, and then he snatches it out of the air. And then, of course, it gets all the attention on him to really call out Lana and say, why are you acting like we didn't just have a moment last night? Everything's working out. We're getting back together. This is good. Stop treating me like this. But I imagine that scene in regular time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, not in slow motion. And so just picture yourself at this wedding thing. The bride and groom are married. They do the bouquet toss. They throw it over their shoulder. And just the father of the bride just snatches the bouquet out of the air. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, so now, back to me.
Is this part still being live streamed? Because I feel like that now we're finally getting somewhere. Is this viral on TikTok?
If it wasn't, this is the part where you need to get that boom mic over here. Like, let's get some lighting going. Because
is iCarly streaming this one?
Oh, you know what? She probably is. I think that was her whole thing.
She invented that.
She did. She was the first. Did she have? I think she had a Pear computer. Like, it wasn't a MacBook with an Apple on it. It had like a Pear. I really should have watched that show. I think it was smart.
Yeah. I mean, she was podcasting before me, I think.
She really was, which is wild. But, you know, give her what she deserves.
Okay. So, finally, Lana snaps and says, who's this bitch, Katrina?
Yeah.
That you've been talking to.
And everybody's like, oh, no, Katrina. Katrina, who's Katrina?
Who's Katrina?
And then he's like, babe, Katrina. She's my assistant. Oh my God, babe. You're so paranoid and dumb. She's Katrina.
And she comes Katrina, out.
Yeah, she just came to bring me something. Like, I felt like I was in competition. I was jealous of you and the guy, the Hemsworth guy. So I really wanted to make it up to you. And he pulls out a ring. And this is when I clutch my pearls. This is literally where I go, because I knew they would probably end up together. But I just have like personal issues.
Because you think it's poor etiquette to propose to somebody at somebody else's wedding. That's
first of all. Absolutely. That is tacky as hell. Let people have their day. If you've done this and you listen to this, sorry to you. That was tacky. Don't do it again. Yeah. On your next wedding, don't do that.
That's
again.
A faux pas.
It is. It's a bad look. You're going to get married again, because this first one's not going to work out, because you wasted your good wedding on trying to propose at somebody else's wedding. But what really is driving me crazy, Rob, is that he's proposing to this woman after their kids just got married. Their kids are going to be siblings. What are the kids going to be? Cousins? I don't understand the math on this, Rob. She's a geneticist. She should be able to tell you that this is nasty.
So their kids are
siblings.
Yeah, it's kids only get two grandparents.
Yes.
So that's kind of a, you know, bum deal.
Right. But their kids are siblings. And so if their kids have kids...
Are there... Well, I mean, I think all their kids are going to be siblings.
No. I think Lana and Lana's kids, Lana and Will's children, RJ and Emma, are now brother and sister.
Half stepbrother and sister.
Stepbrother and sister. And that's nasty.
Well, I mean...
No.
Depends...
On what?
I hear that's, you know, very popular in some circles.
Not this one. That's disgusting. What are you doing? You got to undo this. Somebody has to take the L. Everybody can't be married. You can be happily in a relationship with somebody and not be married to them. So they should have really rethought this, because I just don't think the show addresses enough that these people are now, they're married.
That's why they should end the movie then.
Yeah, they're just like, all right, bye. And then it just goes off. I'm like, no, come back and talk to me about the logistics of this, because you just, they're siblings. This is creepy. It's like that time that guy in Clueless did this, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's weird.
That's how it ends.
That's it. That's the movie. That's all, folks. That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, it's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wild, nothing crazy, just fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to give it a Rotten Tomatoes score, what would you do?
So Rotten Tomatoes, that if I'm a reviewer, if I'm giving it up or down, then I mean, I feel like it's more mindless and forgettable than it is bad.
So is that an up score or is that a down score?
I think I would say positive score of, like, you know, it's another Netflix rom-com.
Yeah, it's another Netflix rom-com. It's not actively awful.
Yeah.
There's probably some things you could quibble with, including incest. But aside from that, I think it's fine. I think people are being too hard on it. I think if we put it up against Madam Web, I think this is probably a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that this is probably shorter than Madam Web. So it has this going for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that...
What's the interesting chain of events? Ending dance sequence.
It was awful. That was the worst thing about the movie.
That was the worst thing about the movie, because it ends in kind of like a Bollywood-esque, like, musical number.
Mm-hmm. But it was just, the dance itself was just kind of just like, it was kind of ho-hum, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen Bollywood dance routines at the end of these, and they're like extravagant.
I insulted Bollywood by calling it that, but I didn't know how else to describe all of the characters sort of... may or may not be in character in a big dance number to close the credits.
You know, not to bring up Sasha in a conversation about Bollywood, but she's been on a lot of weddings with whole dance routines and stuff like that. And everything I've ever seen from Sasha and all the stuff that she does was better than that dance. It was like, we need a dance for these people to do. Stuart from Mad TV is here, so we have to give him something to do, you know? And so they it's serviceable. It's not a great dance, but I think the dance is like the low point. I think if you take the dance out, it might have a higher score on the tomato meter.
Madam Web runtime, 1 hour, 56 minutes. So Madam Web got about almost a half an hour more than this.
Yeah, Madam Web was too long. That's the first problem. I'm already giving it a deduction. I haven't even seen it.
Yep. Okay. And there you go. That's Mother of the Bride. It.
Yeah. See, it didn't remind me of Father of the Bride at all, but I think, you know, like you said, if you need to waste an afternoon or you just need a few, you know, just like, I kind of got people over, we got something to watch and we don't have to think about too much, that's cool. I think if this is their Mother's Day content, I don't really think it hits the mark. You know, it's like, because the mother-daughter relationship between Miranda Cosgrove and Brooke Shields is not great throughout. They never seem to get on the same page until the very, very end. So it's like, it didn't really feel Mother's Day-ish in the same way that Irish Wish felt very St. Patrick's Day, Cody.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that it's not really a film that is all about the love of a mother.
No.
Yeah.
Again, the mother is pretty much the victim throughout. You know, don't get me wrong. Mother is messing up too. She's messing up too because she wants to have so much input in the wedding and she's scoffing at these six figures, sponsorships and all this other stuff. But for the most part, this didn't feel like mom bonded. This felt like mom got her groove back, you know?
She
got that old thing back. Yeah.
All right. We don't have something in mind necessarily for next week. Maybe, should it be Madam Web? Or is there something on one of the other streaming sites that maybe we should check out next week?
I watched Ashley Madison, and it's just like they just dropped the ball. There's so much potential for raggedy ghetto mess, and I was ready. I was set. And only to find that they really draw it out half-ass too long.
It. They go, it's like, ooh, this is provocative. And then you sit there and it's like, sad sack.
Right. I was like, come on. And there were moments where I thought, okay, it's about to do the things. There was a dominatrix in that movie, in that docuseries, Rob.
Yeah. What'd she say?
Yeah. She put on her boots and it was, I was like, oh my
boots
God.
Boots down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a lot going on. It was she brought out some toys and everything. I said, like, okay. And so there were moments where that had my attention for sure. But not, for the most part, I'm glad we didn't talk about that. But we do need to find something to talk about next week.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted, of course.
Let us know.
At nothing but RHAP.
Yep.
On I'm Twitter. At Rob Sestrino. Chappelle's at Chappelle's _ show or at Recap Kickback. Where Chappelle's podcasting a ton.
I think when I get to 10,000 followers on Twitter, I'm going to primarily start using Recap Kickback as my social media platform.
Wow.
So you can follow me at Recap Kickback now to be on the ground floor of that. And then, of course, you can subscribe to my podcast, recapkickback.com/subscribe. Subscribe to the Recap Kickback podcast and check it out and be one of our almost 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. We're creeping up on a 1K this month. Hopefully we get to it before the end of May. My fingers are crossed. So I'm going to have more Recap Kickback content coming your way just to help get to that monumental moment. I don't really know what I'm going to do for 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, but it feels like I should celebrate it in some way. It feels like a big deal. So I'm very happy with how things have been going on Recap Kickback.
If you have ideas of how Chappelle should celebrate.
Yeah. Give me something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then of course, we've got everything else going on here on RHAP. Of course, check that all out. RobIsAWebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.